Thomas in Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
Hey, Dan, Stephen. Stephen, I think this nonsense that Albert McGuinness is coming off about the question of timing, I think it's just a sidestep in the issue. The bottom line is here that people know, and Albin well knows, that loyalists have been meeting Cara for over 12 years. They've sat down face-to-face with an Orange Man at them meetings face-to-face, and apart from a few people at them, there was probably the same Orange Man were at them meetings the other night. And over the last 11, 12 years, the Parades Commission, even though there hasn't been a sort of a meeting of minds with the things, because they've been speaking to each other, the Parades Commission have allowed the parade to go down with restrictions on the Orange Order, which the Orange Order have complied with. And here, this week, whenever the actual Orange Institution itself actually come round to say, right, we agree 100% with the every lodge is going to speak to the residents, as they have done for the last 12 years, then all of a sudden now the parade's banned. And people are starting to say to themselves, what's the point? Because you meet with these people and you sit down with Cara and you sit down with Sinn Féin and you have peaceful parades and a peaceful protest, and yet there's outsiders who we're told that are coming in and ratting with the police. They're not ratting with the Orange Order. They're not attacking the Orange Order. They didn't get near them. There was only 12 men walked up last year. Now then 12 men were away within 2 minutes of that parade. They were up at their Orange Hall, and Nationalists and Republicans were ratting inside Ardoyne with the police. And that's the issue that Albin McGuinness and his community need to sit down and discuss. Why there's violence like 4 hours before the parade, and why there's violence for 4 or 5 hours after the parade. Now, if you remember 3 and 4 years ago, Stephen, whenever there was brave women from Ardoyne came out and stopped the ratting, and stopped any trouble, there wasn't a stone through at the parade on the 12th of July night. And that's what we need to get back to.
Give me a sense of the mood within your community, Thomas, ahead of tomorrow night.
They're very, very angry, Stephen, because it's just, as far as we see, with the Apprentice Boys parade, it's a black parade, which have been walking down there for 20 years now with not one incident. And all we're seeing is, every time we try and do something, if we comply with the Parades Commission rules, we get punished. If we're told to walk down there not playing a tune, and you don't play a tune, Republicans rat, and then the next time your bond's taken off you. And this just goes on, and all we have done is accept it and accept it and accept it every time. And you have to remember, Stephen, at Ardoyne Roundabout, it's right on the Loyalist Woodvale and the Loyalist Hotel.
I know it is. I know the area well.
I know you do, Stephen. And there's residents, there's Protestant and Loyalist residents of Ardoyne. There's a Pride of Ardoyne flute band who are from Ardoyne, aren't allowed to walk past 10 shops where they would shop, where they meet. There's people in that band who speak to representatives from the Republican community all year to resolve issues on funding and getting funding in their ears, and then as soon as they put their band uniform on, they're scumbags. And that's what's wrong.
Let me let the Nationalist blogger, Chris Donnelly, speak to you this morning, Thomas. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So you're hearing Thomas here articulate the sense of anger within his community, and if they try to play ball, if they try to suppress any potential for violence thrown back at them, it gets them nowhere, Chris. That's okay. Essentially what he's saying.
Okay, Stephen, can I just preface it, because I think it's important. Both Mike Nesbitt and Gregory Campbell have taken a line with you this morning that this is, and I've heard this throughout the last couple of days, this is the Orange Order and Unionist community being punished for good behaviour through this Parades Commission determination. I think it's important to point out that since last 12th of July, there has been nothing but repeated Parades Commission determinations breached, including, of course, the notorious Famine Song incident last year, the letters signed by Unionist politicians. There was also rioting last September at Clifton Street following a Republican parade by Loyalists. And of course, the last major time before this that a Loyalist parade didn't get or was effectively blocked by the Parades Commission was 2005, when we had the White Rock riots, which you'll recall the UVF and the UDA shot at the PSNI, and DUP walked out of the district policing partnerships. So the idea that, you know, the Unionist reaction has been consistently one of abiding by determinations lawfully and non-violently is wrong. That's the first thing. The second thing I would say is we're hearing the response from Thomas that you know one thing getting thrown. The unionist community is having its culture eroded by not being allowed to parade. I think it's a nonsense, Stephen. We have 4,000 parades
a year.
Well,
it's not me you need to convince. It's Thomas you need to convince, isn't it?
Well, let me speak to Thomas then. Thomas talked about a dozen men marching up past Ardoyne last year. Why did they bother, Thomas? Why did they not stay at the field and enjoy themselves?
Tell him, Thomas.
If it's about having a cultural expression of your Protestant unionist identity, why didn't you stay at the field and have fun?
Tell him,
why
Thomas.
Why did you bus 12 men up?
All right, well, let him tell you.
The most sensitive interface in the north of Ireland.
Let him tell you. Go on, Thomas.
Hello, Chris. How you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, Thomas.
Well, Chris, the Orange Order have been walking down there for the last, like, hundreds of years and or whatever the amount of time it is, right? See, when they're walking down, right? And they
Ardoyne hasn't existed for hundreds of years.
Well, listen, Chris, right? See, whenever people are walking down past the MRAs, right? Your mindset and Leicester's mindset is, and then one is, that whenever people get up to walk with their band and their lodge, we're all going out being white Catholics, right? And that is a complete nonsense. See, whenever people go out with their lodges and their bands, they've walked down there. Whenever there's local dialogue between the people, it's nobody else's business outside that area. If Ardoyne residents are meeting with loyalists and loyalist bondsmen or whatever from that area, and they're able to walk down and have a peaceful parade and a peaceful protest, why are residents, Protestant loyalist residents from Ardoyne and Ligonil and Ballysillan, not allowed to walk up home?
I'll give you the answer, Thomas. And
hold
it's important.
On, Chris. The reason that people come up to that area to throw bricks, bottles, and petrol bombs at a parade, whether they like it or not, is just sectarianism and bigotry. And there's no reason, there's no justification for that. Are you trying to tell me, after so many years of people walking down past there peacefully or walking up past peacefully, that people are not allowed to walk up there in 2013 because the people in that area don't agree with their religion? Like, do you want Protestants to have to walk like 10 miles out of the road because of fear of sectarian attacks?
Protestants and Catholics, Thomas, will walk in all sorts of areas. This isn't talking about a walk. This is a political, cultural expression that you are asking a nationalist Republican community to host. And it's important that you put it in that context. Because, Thomas, and Stephen, you know the area as well. If there was a Republican
parade... To be fair, Chris, they're not being asked to host it.
Well, they are, Stephen.
They're not being asked to host it.
Okay, well, they are being asked to host it.
They're being expected to tolerate it.
Okay, well, Stephen, what would happen, in your estimation, if tomorrow the Protestant Unionist residents of Ballysillan were asked to tolerate a similar Republican parade from Ardoyne to Ligonil? You would know the road that they would have to go along. You know as well as I do. There would be a violent response to that.
Go on, Thomas.
Well, what I would do is I would put in for a protest and I would stand and protest against that parade, as every Republican and nationalist in any area has every right, and I would defend their rights to be standing and protesting against me, whether I like them or not. But you have to ask yourself, even if that parade walks up on the 10th of July, who is riding in Ardoyne? Because we are told for the last 3 years that by Sinn Féin, we're told by Cara, we're told by Republicans and mainstream Republicans that it's not them it's riding. It's not Ardoyne residents it's riding. It's people coming down from Lurgan. It's people coming from the New Lodge and riding. And every single person who's been arrested for riding at Ardoyne in the last 3 years, not one has been from Ardoyne. So you tell me why your community doesn't... I mean, that parade walks past there. That parade causes nowhere near as much disruption to the Ardoyne community as Republicans coming in there and ratting and wrecking the Catholic part of Ardoyne.
Thomas, why even have the discussion? Why not just enjoy your day and avoid Ardoyne then? Why not
because
do what Republicans do for Easter commemorations and organise the commemoration for nationalist areas?
From
it would enable you to enjoy your day. It would enable other people to say, well, let them enjoy their day. But when you deliberately organise parades, and for instance, bringing loyalist bands, like the band named for Mr. Robinson, a UVF man who killed a Catholic near to the Ardoyne roundabout, bringing bands like that as part of parades, that's just provocative in the extreme. Bringing other bands associated with loyalist paramilitary. There's no need for dialogue on that, Thomas. There's no need to do it. Why not just enjoy your day, avoid controversy, avoid contentious fruits? If there's 4,000 other...
Sure, Chris, that could just be the same mindset. Why can't Republicans just go and enjoy their day out? Why do they have to hire buses from companies from Port of Down and Lurgan? They hire buses, which the Park and Mountain View housing estate. Why come 30 miles to watch a parade? Why not go and enjoy their day? Because, as I said...
But the root cause, Thomas, is dealing with it.
It's not
dealing
people
with the parade.
Who are doing who are causing the trouble. That's what we are told. So why people come from 20 and 30 miles away?
Can you not hear here, Chris, that every point you put to Thomas, he has a counter-argument, and vice versa, and therefore surely the only way through this is for somehow for Northern Ireland to tolerate each other's parades and each other's cultures, rather than saying, acceptance, Chris, rather than saying stay away, is it not about both sides accepting each other? Because every point you put, you know that Thomas will have a counter argument. It's a whataboutery.
There's no equilibrium, Stephen. There is no reciprocal area where loyalists or akin to Ardoin are being asked to tolerate Republican parades. It doesn't happen. I mean, Gregory Campbell nonsensically described a parade through the centre of Derry as being tolerated by unionists. I mean, that's absurd. That's like me suggesting a loyalist parade through the centre of Lisburn is being tolerated by nationalists. So there is no quid pro quo. What happens is that annually, loyalists, instead of organising their parades like Republicans do at St. Patrick's Day, like Republicans would do at Easter, Republicans organise parades for areas where they know it won't be non-contentious. Therefore, most unionists don't even know those parades take place. It doesn't become a talking point. But when unionists insist on doing this, insist on having these routes, I mean, we've heard on your show this morning, Gregory Campbell trying to reopen the Garvaghy Road wound. I mean, that's scandalously dangerous to even suggest that at this point. There's no need for dialogue on the likes of the Garvaghy Road. It's over. It's solved.
Okay.
No need to go back.
All right, Chris, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Thomas, nice to talk to you this morning. Thank you.